The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient George Shamah, S-H-A-M-A-H. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. Cardiac Care Associates letterhead, file. Stereco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Shamah, space G. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 10-26-22, referring physician. Sharon Hermes, referring physician, Subhathra Karunanathy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical history. 57-year-old male with history of hypertension. First stress test on medication. Toprol-XL 25 milligrams, spironolactone 50 milligrams, hydrochlorothiazide, and Toprol-XL, 25 milligrams. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, sinus tachycardia, poor R-wave progression, consider AWMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 102 over 70, baseline heart rate, 103 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes and 34 seconds, semicolon, 34 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 149, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 130 over 80 with peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19370. No period. New paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7.5 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had baseline borderline tachycardia with a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 105 over 76 and a heart rate of 114 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical 4-chamber views, and apical 2-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Baseline sigmoid septum was noted. Correction. Baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of fair quality. There was off-axis imaging in the parasternal short axis in the apical 4-chamber view at baseline in the setting of a sigmoid septum. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, prominent mitral papillary muscle was noted, period. There was normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7.5 mets, common decrease from his prior stress test. 4. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress due to effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, period. The patient had baseline borderline tachycardia despite his beta blocker, with a normal blood pressure response to stress, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, baseline sigmoid septum was noted with prominent papillary, mitral papillary muscle, period. There was normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormality. Correction, there was normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise. Let me redo conclusion 6. Conclusion 6. There was a baseline sigmoid septum and prominent mitral papillary muscle noted, period. Normal echocardiographic portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation, period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.